651 1320 WILS. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they're going ahead. They're going to vote on, or at least do a first procedural vote, but they're going to potentially put a vote out there on repealing Obamacare. Why? Let's ask Camera Clifton, political strategist Camera Clifton on WILS. Great to have you here, Camera.
Hi, thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds like he doesn't have the votes. Why is he moving ahead with this, you think?
Well, actually, I think he does have the votes. I mean, there are only he needs every Republican, which is why he waited for McCain to, you know, recover and get back to work. But he only needs all the Republicans to vote, and if there's a tie, then, you know, the vice president can you know, override that.
Yeah, but I keep hearing that he's three or four votes, so he's got
three votes who keep saying that they're not going to vote for it for this or that reason. However, I believe, and I was going to remember their three names to tell you, but I can't remember them right now, but I believe that those same senators voted in 2015 for repealing the Affordable Care Act, and it's essentially the same bill.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to be hard-pressed to not vote for it now when they voted for it in 2015 and explain why they are the three that held up America getting its promises kept and making everything work out better.
So I
think he will have the vote.
Okay.
I do.
So the first procedural vote, what does that mean? What's the process of actually getting this through the Senate?
Well, they have to do a procedural vote just to make sure that everybody's there and everybody agrees that they understand what they're voting for. And then they'll take another vote, and that'll be the final one.
Okay.
So I think that...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well,
I think...
Uh-huh.
No, please, go ahead.
You know, here's what I'm wondering with President Trump, how he's dealing with this. Do you think he's helping get this through right now with what he's saying?
Well, the last that I checked, he said that, you know, if they couldn't get it together in the Senate, that fine, he would proceed with the House on tax reform, and we'd just let Obamacare fail and then come back to it. The states don't really want that, because right this minute, they're facing whether or not they're going to extend and increase their Medicaid and support, and what is the federal government going to do for them in that. So I think that I think this will happen, and it needs to, because, you know, they've already decided to stay 2 weeks into August to demonstrate that they're actually doing their jobs. But they need to do more than that. I mean, he made some really big promises, and he's moving along on you know, things that we don't hear much about. But on the three biggies, this and tax reform, those are the big two.
Right.
The infrastructure is the third, and then the wall, of course, would be after that. But,
you know, part of what the senators, I know Susan Collins is one of them, they don't like this idea of repealing without replacing, right? They want it done simultaneously.
That's not possible. And actually, she and the other two, Radofsky, I think, is one of them.
Yep. Murkowski, too, I think.
Said that that they voted for it in 2015. There's nothing different now except that they've run out of time. You know, you can't keep promising, you know, every election cycle that you're going to do everything you said you were going to do, and then when you don't, say, oh, well, we'll get it the next time. It's over.
Okay.
They must keep their word, because if they don't, they might not lose their seat, but they're going to lose the confidence of not just Republicans, but all of the Americans who voted for them that are not Republicans,
Do you think, Cameron, they made a mistake in the way they had the committee kind of sculpting this whole thing without involving more of the Senate in the process itself?
Well, I think it's part of their. I think it's part of the way they work. You know, the committees, you know, do the nitty gritty kind of thing and put it all together, and then they push it out to like a screening group, and then they push it out to everybody. I don't know that that's wrong. I think that everyone can't work on everything all the time, even the really big things. But what is wrong is that when they get it, they don't spend enough time actually reviewing the whole thing and understanding exactly what they're about to do, and what the consequences are of not doing that.
I'm talking to Cameron Clifton here on WILS. The fact that it's been delayed. So you're saying, Cameron, though, you're what? Are you saying 100% you're certain this is going to pass next week?
Well, if I were a betting person, I'd put some serious money on that. You'll either do the vote Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So it'll be the early part of next week. And by then, he should have everyone wrapped up. Cornyn, who's the Senate, one of the senators from Texas, is the leadership there, and he made a statement today that he would guarantee that they would have the votes.
Okay. So, and if they don't get it through, I mean, do you think he'll take the McConnell will have the vote taken if he sees at the last minute the votes aren't really there? Is he going to proceed anyway?
I think he has to, especially in that first round of voting.
Okay. And that means what? For those that the Republicans that vote against it, do you think that they're, I mean, is their political future essentially on the line by doing that?
Well, it depends. You know, one of the things that will happen is that they will have no peace between, right now they probably haven't had any for the last 48 hours, but they will have no peace until the vote is actually cast, unless they, you know, absolutely agree that they're going to do it. Because there are lots of ways that they use to coerce each other to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And
like what? Like any what do they one do?
Of the, well, so for example, you know, they all have to raise money that goes back into the Senate campaign fund. And those funds don't necessarily go back equally to the place where they were raised. They go to help senators, you know, who are in some kind of a fight or need to defend their seat, or they're new, you know, to the race, going against an incumbent or just a Democrat if they don't, if the incumbent backed out. But there are lots of things.
So, you think they'll be denied? They'll be denied support and that kind of thing. Okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It'll be pretty obvious.
They might not. Uh-huh. It will be awful. I mean, uh-huh. There's a reason why they have, you know, a leadership person and they have a whip. And that's what their role is, mm-hmm. is to keep everybody on task and in line. I don't necessarily agree with all the tactics that they use, but I do agree that people who are steadfast in their beliefs need to be able to rock the boat. But people who've already voted for this,
I see.
And, you know, been through, you know, another cycle of elections, they don't.
Right, they have to support it, even though they may not agree with the details of this particular plan. You're saying they need to just go ahead with it.
Absolutely, they absolutely do. And you know, it's funny because the people that are supporting this now in the Freedom Caucus are the ones that I would have expected, you know, to say no. But their thing all along has been repeal it, and then let's put something better in place. Because right now, every state is slipping through the wire. And when right. that happens, those people, and, you know, one right. of the big
We have ten seconds here, Cameron.
Okay.
So, yeah. Look, that's, I could chat with you for another minute or two here. Cameron Clifton, political strategist, Cameron Clifton on WILS. Great to have you here. Thank you, Cameron.
God bless you. Take care.
We're back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Good night.